Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. Once again, your name, my name, whose name, my name. My name is Emerson. Your name is not.
I don't know. I just work here.
I know. Well, my kids. Anyway, may I welcome. I'm like a muffle today, but welcome to School Talk. My name is Emerson, and you're not, but welcome to School Talk. You're not. This is a repeat. This is not a repeat. This is live in the studio, y'all. We are masked up and masked down and ready.
I don't think this is a repeat. I had to think about it, though, for a second. Is that bad?
No. Not in this time of year in the 2020 of the COVID-19. So, good morning, my audience out there in Marion County, Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School students, alumni, teachers, and staff. This is a report from the principal. No, it's not.
It's like, did you get promoted?
That sounded pretty good, didn't it? I get Miss Squire going, what's that boy talking about?
She's driving in. She's like, what? Did I miss an email?
Yeah. When did Emerson get promoted? What's that boy? He on too much coffee. Good morning, Ms. Teresa.
I don't see a cup of coffee this morning.
I think I might have to cut back a little teeny bit.
Uh-huh.
I went to got my ears checked, got my hearing checked at the VA, because I got ringing in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
And so they asked me, did I drink a lot of coffee? I said, yeah. They said, that might be a cause of it, too. I don't know.
Emerson can't have coffee?
That's I can't hear that.
That's like Superman not having his cape.
Then he said he had caffeine. I said, caffeine? That's like drinking water with no sugar, or sugar with no water, or orange juice with no juice.
Batman not having his utility belt.
Yeah. Or Batman without Robin.
Batman without Robin. Yeah, that would work too.
You know, that don't make no sense. So.
Nope.
That don't make
wait
no
a minute,
sense.
Wait a minute. I think we got that.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Ain't done that one in a while.
No, it's still there.
We ain't done a lot of things in a while.
No, we haven't done. We haven't done.
Yeah, we're in the robo.
We have a dead robot rock.
Yeah.
All of our tricks.
Well, maybe they'll come back as times get back normal, and the students come back. Then they'll bring back some new tricks.
Yep.
The young folks do. So anyway, before I get to my stuff and things, I got some stuff and things to talk about on our. This is the last show of the year.
Yeah, this is it.
Wow.
It's gone fast.
I know time passes. Yeah. Yeah. I remember spring break. It was like, you're down spring break? Really? I haven't seen them. What you mean they're on spring break? How do you mean on spring break? I ain't seen them at school.
Right.
They're on spring break already? What happened to the school part? You know?
Right.
Anyway, before I get to my stuff and things, we do have things on our thing. We call the, Yep,
we got the big old board up here, of course. The big news is the Lady Giants. Did you hear about them last night?
I was asleep.
88-28. Winners over Southport last night.
Okay, ping pong?
Basketball.
Dang!
Yeah, Lady Giants get the 88-28 win over Southport last night. If you're listening on Sunday, that would be on Thursday night. So Lady Giants will be in action on Saturday again against Martinsville. That's 1:30 tip time. And then the boys in action two times this weekend. Take on Warren Central on Friday at 7:30. And then they will travel to Brownsburg, rather, on Saturday at 7:30.
The dogs.
So a couple of we've got lots of basketball coming up.
The dogs.
Yeah, we had a game Tuesday, game Thursday, game Friday, two games Saturday. So lots of basketball.
That's awesome.
Here on Giant 90.9, keeping us busy, keeping us out of trouble. Mm-hmm. Of course, winter break starts tomorrow officially. December 19th, it'll go through January 3rd. We'll be back January the 4th. We've got our holiday music marathon coming up. December 20th through the 25th. And we're doing something different this year. You normally hear the jazz class. You normally hear the giant mix, everything on HD1. We're moving that over to HD2 while we play holiday music. So if you have an HD radio, you can slide over to HD2 and hear your favorite stuff there. Yeah. Or you can just tune in and hear the holiday hits.
Stay with the holiday hits. That's just me. You know, it's just the time of the year. You know.
We've got them. We'll have them right here. And then, of course, you're listening to School Talk with Emerson. You can hear this show at 2 p.m. on Sunday. You can hear the replay, or you'll find us on Audio Boom probably around 8 a.m. this morning when I get my lazy bones across the hall.
Lazy bones. And, one lazy bone to go, please.
And get that show ready. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the final, thank goodness, 2020.
And
been
I like
a,
that.
It's been a year.
It has been a year.
That's
like
all
that.
We can say.
I like that. I like that. Lazy bones. Excuse me. I like that. Lazy bones and a small Coke and a big fry to go, please.
Yeah.
Lazy bones.
With some patchy drizzle.
So you said, what you want? Come on, a lazy bone. Order a lazy bones. That sounds so cool.
We can do a whole skit like that.
I know. Dude, I love it. That's what I like about radio. And okay, wait a minute. Before I get there, let me tell you, folks, this is a smorgasbord.
Yes.
A smorgasbord. If you don't know what a smorgasbord is, we're going to tell you what a smorgasbord is. And then when students come back, they're going to make me a promotion or something that breaks down the smorgasbord. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. When you go to those restaurants, and they, back in the day, and today too, they have all these different foods laid out, and you can pick what you want. You get a little bit of carrots, a little bit of I just eat the carrots. I just eat the carrots. Peas, potatoes, meat,
roast beef,
dessert. You
Gosh,
know,
these always make
potatoes.
Me hungry.
So a little bit of so today we're gonna be all over the place with a little bit of this talk about stuff that probably don't make no sense to stuff that it talk about. That don't make no sense. Talk about something. I'll probably mention some things that don't even tie up to what I just said a minute ago. So
talk about stuff and things.
It's just stuff and things. But I love that. I love that lazy bones. So that's why I started it with lazy bones. I like that. Well, anyway, I had something to say about the holiday music. Yes.
Yep.
I told you all over the place. I love holiday music.
Isn't it great?
I like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I watched. 244-9234. Our lines are open. 244-9234. I watched the Christmas Carol. The White Christmas. Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. Man, I was just way back. I was gone in the movie.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was a kid and watched it, and then I watched it now as an adult again, and there was a lot of parts that I didn't remember. And I said, I remember that. But it was just so cool to watch the old Metro Goldwyn Mayer productions and big old burn da 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 and Danny Kaye and Bing Crosby and it was just cool.
Well, I know, you know, for me, I was thinking a few months ago, thinking back, do I even want to like put up a Christmas tree this year?
Because
you know, it's just been such a year.
Yep.
And I'm sure I'm not the only one, but then I said, yeah, cause it's still that time.
Yep.
So I put up my Christmas tree and I'm so glad I did. Cause one of my favorite things to do is just turn off all the lights and just sit there with the Christmas lights on only.
Yeah.
Let them light up the room.
Right.
And it's just, it could be 70 degrees in the house. And for some reason it still feels warm and
exactly,
you know, I mean, it's just a time. And a lot of, I will say this, a lot of my neighbors, they seem to have decided to go the other way and decided to put up a bunch of lights this year. Yeah. So there's a bunch of lights in my neighborhood. And it feels like that time of year.
I got my lights up. I wanted to go on the high, you ever seen my house? You know, it's a two-story. I wanted to put them way up high. And I put them up there, and for some reason, they kept getting blown out. Blown out one panel, another panel, so I took them all down. I just got lights down below, and I'm mad about that. But next year, I'm going to hire somebody. I'm just getting too old to get up there. That's one thing about the holidays. You know your limitations. But you're right, Ms. Teresa. I saw an article on the World Wide Web about, it was a newsletter written by Tim Newman, and he talked about the mental health right around the Christmas 2020. I know, and there's so many professionals out there that can do this better than me, but for most people, Christmas is it's a very difficult time of year, and this year is very different and difficult. Different and difficult. The double Ds. And you talk about, because usually, we all know, around the holidays, we're in the same boat, you know, with our parents gone. So we think about our mamas and pops.
Yeah.
We're old dudes. Yeah. we go right back to our youth and think about our parents. And so that's the difficult part when you are missing the loved one. And now the different part is COVID-19, that your loved ones, the ones that are alive right now. I had a lady yesterday, she came into the store. She didn't buy a mattress. But she came into the store. She came into the store, and her daughter was living in Singapore.
Oh, wow.
And they can't come home.
Right.
And so we talked for about 10, 15 minutes about her daughter and her family and how this is her first, you know, it's a Christmas that she really wished her kids would be home. But she knew if she went overseas, it's a possibility that she couldn't get back into the States. And she can't get back into the States. So she's in Singapore. She'll be there for 3 years because they're on their contract. But people, you can't be with the ones you want. And not just overseas. Now, locally, it's the issues in that same issue stateside, from state to state, or community to community. So we're talking about, Tim Newman, he wrote an article, and he talked about five different tips that we could deal with as we deal with the holiday. And one, he said about, you got to get enough sleep.
Yeah.
You know, I know the professionals have to understand that, you know, you don't need to be a professional. You can be a normal person. If you don't get enough sleep, your next day going to be bummers. You know, you can walk around.
I'm feeling that right now.
Yeah. back in the day.
Case in point.
Remember when you used to be a kid? I don't know if you remember or not. They talked about, taking two pencils, taking them under your eyelids. You heard that one?
Yeah.
To keep your eyes open.
Toothpicks, yeah.
Toothpicks. This guy, pencil's kind of big, ain't they?
Yeah, be like, whoa, he's really awake.
Yeah, I'm using pencil number five. Number five?
Yeah, but I know what you mean because, you know, big dumb me's like watching that football game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's an exciting game. And so then you want to go to bed right afterwards.
Right.
But the game was exciting. So you're still kind of feeling that excitement
from
watching the game, even though I didn't care if the Raiders or the Chargers won. It was a good football
game. I fell asleep watching it. I don't know who won.
The Chargers did.
Chargers. Oh, they came back?
Yeah. Overtime.
Overtime? Okay.
So game gets over, and then you're like, oh, I got to go to bed now. And then you're trying to calm down in bed, and then pretty soon, you know, it's like 5 hours sleep.
Yeah.
But, you know, I went to the I have sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the sleep doctor over Thanksgiving break. We did a virtual. It's the first time I've ever done a virtual doctor's appointment. That's different.
Oh, yeah, that is not. I've done one, but go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
But, you know, with the things with COVID and things, that's the first time I'd done a virtual doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to get on the scale, so that was good. But
I'm not going to say nothing.
One at a time, please, sir. Hey, listen.
I didn't go there. Wide zoom.
But he make a short story long. He downloaded my information off my sleep apnea machine, CPAP machine, and you know I had like used the machine like every day for 6 months, so that was good. They were happy with that, all that. And he's like, you're only getting about 5.5 hours of sleep. But he's like, but the machine won't help you with that. He's like, you still have to like get in bed and like get the right amount of sleep. So it's just kind of funny because he's like, well, he's such a funny doctor.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Dr. Yang. I don't know if anybody has Dr. Yang out there. Shout out to him.
Hey.
But Dr. Yang, he's getting ready to slow down, he told me. And he's getting ready to do that. And he was like, well, you know, I'm getting ready to slow down. So the next time you make your appointment, it'll probably be with a new doctor. I was like, no. It's like, no, that's not going to happen, Dr. Yang. I'll go wherever you go. Yeah. He's like, well, you may have to come to Carmel to see. I said, I'll drive to Carmel. That's a nice little drive.
Yeah.
I'll do that. So shout out to Dr. Yang. He's a great doctor.
Shout out.
You know, and all doctors and nurses and everyone who's on the front line right now.
Yeah.
Getting that vaccine. They're out getting the vaccine, and you see them emotional because, you know, they're crying. Because you do kind of feel there's some hope right now that this thing's going to end if we don't all get it first.
Yeah, I was watching TV last night and before a game, and I was watching, I don't know what, 911, and I was watching Grey's Anatomy? No?
Yeah, there's a TV show.
Okay, and then the hospital, and it's like their series up to date because it was up to date. It was showing COVID, a COVID story. And if you think about the real life of the doctors and nurses and medical staff, you know, patients just dying and how they felt. And that's how I felt for a while on Facebook, man. I was like, every time I turned on Facebook, it was, what still is? A lot of folks just, folks passed. It's got real negative. My kids even talked about, Daddy, you get negative. You just, just gloom and doom. And then, so I had to take a break for a second and sit back and just take everything in and look at, I had to really take a step back on my deck and look out at the sunshine. It was a nice, sunny day, beautiful. The grass was green. It looked great. It feels great. It was a great time to be alive. And I got to think about all the good things, you know, that God has done for me. So I had to get positive and think about, you know, deal with life issues, but life is still good in spite of.
Right.
And that's one of the hard things about the holidays is like, you know, how can you tell somebody who just lost a loved one that life is still good in spite of?
Yeah. And, you know, everyone deals with things differently. So you've got people out there who lose somebody and they're able to bounce just, you know.
Yeah.
They're like right back to work the next day. Then you have people who lose somebody and, you know, they're in bed for a month.
Yeah, I know.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Everybody deals with things differently. Yeah. So that you kind of have to give them the space to deal with things how they want. And if somebody's back to work the next day, don't be like, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah, you're insensitive.
Right. You shouldn't be
here. You
have
a heart.
I can't believe they're not. Well, that's just the way that person dealt with it. I know when my mom died, she died on Christmas in 2014. Mm-hmm. And we had the Ben Davis Holiday Classic like a couple days later. Well, I was here because, I mean, that's what she would have wanted.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's it leaves me number two. Right. Keep it, what the doctor talked about, the writer talked about, keep active.
Yeah.
How to deal with the holidays. As with sleep, keep active. You know, and he talked about how, you know, how being active helps you stay healthy. By being active, do the things that you love. And radio is one of the things that, and the kids.
Right.
Being around the kids. Hell yeah. I mean, they're like, they're like sponges, you know. You sponge off of them, they sponge off of you. And it's like, it's like a light go off in your eyeballs and your head for all different reasons.
Well, that's, that's what I think I miss the most.
Yeah.
Right now is just the conversations that you have with students because, number one, you don't have as many students together, so you can't have kind of the conversations we used to have. But just the kid who sits in my office and we just talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know.
Oh, I know about talking, but go ahead.
you sit there and you talk to them and you figure out who they are, and they don't know who they are yet sometimes. And you're helping them, you know, make their decisions. And as a teacher, I treasure those moments, but just simply because of COVID-19,
right,
when you can't be more than 6 feet away from each other. Right. You can be more than 6 feet away.
That's new math.
Well, but, you know, because of social distancing and because of contact tracing and being around people for 15 minutes and things like that, you're kind of reticent to have those conversations sometimes. But, you know, there have been a couple times where I've had a student who wanted to talk to me, and I'm at my desk, and they're sitting in the hall, but we talk. We find a way to do it. We had that happen just yesterday. I had a student who was chatting with me. But, you know, those are things that have changed. And you mentioned staying active, and I know this is another thing right now. I read this, that Christmas Day is the worst day for deaths from heart attack.
Because you're missing. Depression?
Depression, but also because you're eating, you know, all this food, and it's salty, and your blood pressure spikes.
Yeah.
And a lot of times if you're a man and you're having symptoms of the heart attack, you don't want to burden your family or a man or a woman. Shouldn't just limit it to a man.
That's true.
You don't want to burden your family, you know, because you're, I pulled a muscle. That's what it is. Or, man, I got indigestion or whatever. And you just don't want to burden your family with saying, man, I got to go to the hospital.
Because
you don't want to spend the hospital. Exactly. You don't want to spend Christmas in the hospital.
Mm-mm.
So it's time to watch that as well. So if you're having heart attack symptoms and things, this is a very bad time.
Yeah.
Because you're not as active. Exactly. You skip going to the gym, maybe you skip the walk outside because it's cold.
And that reminds me, two things I want to add to that before we go to the next one. It's like when you talk about the talk, and this is from the files of Emerson Allen that didn't tell nobody what I did when I was here at Ben Davis High School. When I was in the schools, I was suspending, and I was in the in-school suspension room. There was a young man that came in there, and he was really depressed because his girlfriend ended up with another boy, and that really broke his heart. And it was affecting his whole day. Mm-hmm. I mean, his whole attitude, his whole mannerism was totally messed up from the neck up. We talked all day long in a room we weren't supposed to talk. Emerson did it. And we talked, and we talked. And then months later, I saw him at Walmart. He ran me down. Mr. Allen, I want you to meet my mom. This is Mr. Allen. This is the man that kind of helped save my life. He kind of talked to me all day long when I wanted to hurt myself, and we talked, and I think he saved my life. She told her mom that, and I'm not making that up. Those type of talks are priceless.
Yeah.
Priceless, you know, and hats off to him, and like I say, I'll do it again. And on the other side, since I was talking about running, exercise, you know, a walk, a short 10-15 minute walk, keeps you active. You can't run the 4 miles, you know, do the 10 to 15 minute walk. Now, I do understand that, you know, walking is one thing, and that's great, but it can't replace a hug from a family member that you ain't seen in a long time. But, you know, when you can't do that, you know, stay active, keep the heart pumping so you can be around for next Christmas and the next holiday.
Well, that's the thing. I stayed at home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm going to be home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Just simply because, you know, I don't want, if I've been exposed, I don't want to be the one that exposes my family.
Right.
I don't think I have, but you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be the one that exposes my family to that. So I made the decision to just hang out and stay at home. So, it's tough.
What did you do?
Well, for Thanksgiving, I got myself a big turkey dinner from Denny's.
All to yourself.
Yeah. Oh, it was good. I bought a pumpkin pie.
All you can eat.
I mean, I have my own little Thanksgiving. And I got a bunch of texts. Yeah. And, you know,
there you go. That's what I'm getting to. The texts and the contacts.
Yeah.
You know, the FaceTime, the video chats, the phone calls, talking to people, stay active. Even though you're by yourself, you're not by yourself because you can see and still feel the presence of someone. I wish I would have known that, but I would have been bugging you like crazy.
You know, you've got
get off the phone. I got to eat.
You know, you've got the curbside takeout at restaurants and things. Mm-hmm. You could have the curbside present pickup.
Yeah.
So go get your gifts from all your family and have that. And then open them virtually.
That gave me a good job. How about for a throw a turkey your way or throw a ham? That would be, you drive up, you at the curb, then you throw the ham like a football.
I was ahead of you, man. I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be cool. He's like, you ain't gotta come to the car. We ain't gotta go to the curb. We'll toss it to you from the curb. And if you catch it, It's if you catch it, it's free.
Right.
If you catch the ham,
if you drop it, well,
you got to pay for it. It's on you. It's in wrapped in cellophane.
Just hire T.Y. Hilton to catch it for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah, we'll drive by and throw you a ham. You know, if you catch it, it's
real. That'd be a funny commercial.
Oh man,
like T.Y. Hilton on yeah. a commercial. Yeah, that,
yep.
Philip Rivers throw mm-hmm. the ham and T.Y. has to catch it.
Right. Well, like. Oh, we ain't got no slants. But anyway, but that's dressed as loneliness, which is one of the three things you deal with during the holidays, loneliness. You know, so we got to keep on. So like I said, we check in with our loved ones that are down in Terre Haute and down in Edenville, Texas, and Marco Polo, seeing your face, doing that Marco mm-hmm. Polo app, you know, if you don't do the live FaceTime.
And thanks to Zoom and Google Meet and all these other, face video chat.
Right.
Programs that we didn't even know about last year.
Exactly. I go in my basement, just do some crazy things in my basement, and then I get gigged by YouTube or... Why do you do that? Why do you... Sometimes I get gigged by YouTube, Facebook on my music. You know?
Well, it's not
copyright,
you.
Copyright.
It's not you. It's usually the record companies that think they want their money.
I got a question now. Okay. Yep. We've had artists come on our show. We've had a couple of jazz artists. This story, I'm off the cuff.
Rob White.
What if, if I call Rob White and say, Rob, I want to use your music on in my basement, how can I do that?
There's like a way, I think, that you can license it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something on the back end.
Because
I know there's a YouTuber I watch, and he had a certain intro song that he used, and it got copyrighted. So all of the songs that he, all of the vlogs that he had done with that intro music, he couldn't monetize anymore.
Okay.
So he had that artist on his vlog, and he asked the artist,
yeah,
so can I get my intro song back? And the guy's like, sure. And now it's back on there the whole time.
Okay.
So
interesting.
I don't know how that all works, but I think there is something in the back end.
Well, I got time to figure it out.
Yeah.
Winter time's coming. I'm like a bear. I'm a hibernate. All right. I ain't going outside.
Oh, I got to tell you this. I know you're in the middle of your article here.
No, I'm from Morgansburg.
We could be on here for an hour today. Yeah, and that's fine because I got nothing. But the what was I going to say? I discovered a YouTube channel.
Okay.
That is the greatest YouTube channel ever. It is this guy. He lives in Churchville, Nova Scotia, which is this little teeny tiny small town up in Canada.
I know.
And his name is the Raccoon Whisperer.
I've seen it.
Have you seen him?
I've seen it. That guy's crazy.
That is
crazy.
He feeds these raccoons.
He named them.
Yeah, he knows them.
Yeah.
Like each one, I'd be like, okay, that's a raccoon, and that's another raccoon. But it is it is so relaxing to watch those videos.
It is crazy.
James Blackwell. We need to get him on the show.
Man, Dad, he'll definitely call in. I watched it, man, and I was freaking out. And I couldn't turn away from it because you feed him the hot dogs or you feed him the dog
grapes,
food.
Grapes, dog food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they eat it. They were fat.
Yeah.
Gosh, they were like too fat.
I'm glad you saw that, too. But it's addictive because it's so relaxing, and he's so loving with those animals.
You see the bear?
Yes,
the bear came up.
But he's so loving with the animals.
I know.
And he, you know, I guess he had a visit from DNR.
Yeah.
And he had he's like, yeah, they came down from Sydney. They wasted a trip. And he's like, I know who did it. It's such and such lady in Halifax. And he's like, I'm not hurting these animals.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I tell people not to do this.
Because
he specifically says, don't do what I'm doing.
Right, exactly.
You know, he's like, don't feed wild animals. But the idea is, just mind your business. Because I know what I'm doing. And he's like, you know, he took the DNR people around to show them where the animals come up to. And he's like, they aren't going to other people. They're just coming to me. You know, he's like,
he shows young babies, and how they started.
Yeah,
with come up with the moms, and they're curious. But then that is weird.
Yeah.
That is really.
Some people have that touch though, and I mean they'll come right up to him and You know, they're so gentle because they just take that little hot dog.
I know. And then they go on the shoulder and they just stand there and they wait. And
he has the one the one always sits behind him.
Yep.
And so he'll take a long time. You can see they do each have their own personalities.
Yeah.
He's got one he calls Grabby because it just grabs him.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But I highly recommend The Raccoon Whisperer on YouTube.
Yeah, it can't keep you cool. You know,
yeah.
Now this is probably number four. It's probably not a good time to follow up on number four with the person. Merry Christmas, sir. It's Mr. Gomes in the house. Blue Line Radio. This is probably number four. Don't get me wrong. This is a smorgasbord. I'm all over the place. But make sure you eat and drink well.
Yeah.
Not raccoon.
Don't eat like a raccoon and eat 25 hot dogs.
I was like to say it wasn't a good time for that one, but. But anyway, Christmas associated with no small part with overindulgence. You mentioned that before about overindulgence, you know. And I don't think it'd be fair to say that, you know, you eat and be merry, but you just don't overindulge.
It's not a terrible time for this because people are doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. Mm-hmm. They want to make you. You know, my grandma used to just make fudge. She would just lay the fudge out on her table, and she would just have, you know, the that's what she gave people. She'd get the little tins, and she put the fudge in the tins, and, you know, she'd wrap that up, and that'd be a gift. You always get fudge from grandma. Mm-hmm. And she'd make, like, you know, fudge. She'd make divinity fudge. She'd make the little, the little Mexican wedding cakes with the, so good. She was such a good grandma. Was a good baker. Good candy.
Okay.
And her macaroni and cheese. But anyway, nobody's been able in the family to ever replicate her macaroni and cheese.
You know how
even though my Aunt Sherry has the recipe, it's just never quite the same.
You know how you tell you got good mac and cheese?
How's that?
When you throw it and it sticks against the wall and it just. It doesn't run down.
Grandma's would have done
that's
that.
That's a lot of cheese there, boy.
Well,
pop!
And she, man, she would just get like the top layer just right, you know. Oh, her mac and cheese was great.
Disclaimer, kids, don't try that at home. Walking to your, hey, Mama, Mr. Allen said that the way to test your mac and cheese is grab a big old spoon and throw it against the wall and see if it sticks. If it sticks, just get it. If it runs, you got some runny cheese. It's not good. Mr. Allen, I didn't say it.
But, you know, you get all those things this time of year, all the candy and everything. Just be in moderation.
Yeah. They say it's growing evidence that we what we eat impacts our mood.
Uh-huh.
I believe that.
I do, too.
You know, how many times you went somewhere and ate something, and after you ate, you felt like crap?
Yeah.
Can I say that?
You just did.
You felt terrible. And you say, must have been something I ate. So it does affect you. And then, or when you go somewhere, boy, and that steak is just right, man, that baked potato is just right, the veggies are just crispy enough, boy, and the drink are good, and you're sitting there going like, man, I feel great.
You know what I miss with the pandemic? I miss going to a high school basketball game and a nice buttery thing of popcorn. I just miss that. And I'm going to... Whenever this thing's over, I'm going, if the movie theaters are still open, I'm going to a movie theater. I'm getting the biggest, butteriest.
Unhealthy.
There's going to be like a swimming pool's worth of butter in the bottom of that bag.
Hey, Doc, I'm going in.
Because I miss that pop. You can't get movie theater popcorn anywhere.
Yeah.
You can't get like popcorn at a game anywhere. You know, it's like part of the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Food does evoke emotions.
What's your doctor's name?
Dr. De La Salas.
Dr. Salas, that guy. This is John. I just want to call that, you know, I've been locked up for a while. No, I ain't been in prison in jail. I just been in the house, you know, because of COVID-19. And so I'm going to, you know, the movie theater is open up, right? Yeah. Oh, my voice is kind of raspy because I've been stuck in the basement, you know, so watching Emerson's videos, stuck in the basement. So, you know, like, but I'm going to a popcorn place. So actually, it's a movie hall. And then we're going to be the biggest box of bucket of popcorn with 10,000 pounds of butter. So put your phone next to you because I'm probably giving you a phone call. But I'm going in. I got to go. ain't mad at you though, man. I mean, it's okay. I had a piece. This is not a commercial, but I finally went into that place on 10th Tomato.
The Flying Tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the first time in my whole life, I never been in there.
It's like a farmer's market.
Isn't it? But they got all the nostalgia.
Yeah.
Old school candies and pops. I saw Knee High Pop. I saw I can't think of the name. Purple Flip, something like all these crazy pops back in the day. Dad's Root Beer.
Yeah.
Knee High. I said that once. Squib, Mr. Squib. Is it Squib?
Pib Squib.
Had a bunch of stuff, candies, old candies they used to buy back in the day. Penny candy used to cost a penny, but it don't cost a penny now. But so they had old type candy was there. I was just freaking out while I was in there. They had some old signs from the highway, the route 66, stuff like that. I was just shocked because I thought they just sold tomatoes.
Yeah.
But they have, so it's not a commercial, but if you've never been in there, go in there. It's, you know, it's a nice trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Man.
Right there in Speedway.
Yeah.
10th and Castle.
10th and Castle. Okay, 10th and Castle. It was young people working in there. They were high school age kids. You know, it was pretty cool. You know, but I was just shocked. And I bought a candy bar, Moo Cow. It was like a turtle. It was like a chocolate turtle.
Right.
I can't think of the name of it. I ate it, though.
I know we're, like, way over, but that's okay.
I lost track of the time.
Yeah, I know. We're just having fun. Yeah, that's the thing right now. I mean, no. Unfortunately, no students are waiting on us to get on the air.
No.
Because normally we'd have a student waiting to get there in their radio show right now.
Right.
So we're sad about that, but it does allow us to kind of go over a little bit. But the those West Side things, you know, the Flying Tomato, Mug and Bun, you know, Noble Romans, these West Side places that are out there that we all remember. And if you're a West Sider, it's part of that shared experience of being a West Sider. Kevin Calabro, lives out in the Pacific Northwest, and he's been posting on his Twitter these beautiful pictures of you know, just beautiful pictures of landscape that he's taken. So he'll go out for a hike and he'll be in the mountains and he'll take these just beautiful pictures. And so I tweeted him. I said, that doesn't look like 10th at girls school. Because you know, BD grad, the Calabro family. And he responded, nope, I don't see Rosalind's Bakery.
Oh, man, I remember that one.
There are a lot of places like that that are gone now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're it's all part of that West Side experience. So that's that's one of those things that, it's still there.
Then nothing, and then we're still finishing up with my Christmas thing. The last one would be basically, I know, like you mentioned during Thanksgiving, how you had Thanksgiving alone and wasn't with the big family. So that same rule kind of goes, like you said, kind of goes for Christmas. And so, I mean, so I just talk to everybody, you know, be safe out there as you meet with your family members, because you don't want to, you know, hurt somebody, you know, by accident, by giving them the virus or you catching the virus from a family member. Then you saying like, oh man, I knew I shouldn't bring them up here. Now you mad at them because you brought them into your house and you caught the virus, but you brought them into your house. You did it. So that's just me talking. But remember, with any luck, next Christmas, we'll see some form of normalcy. So we get through this one and be ready for the next one. Like I said, get that Zoom machine out, start Zooming, get the texts out, you know, do some drive-bys. You know, you ain't got to throw a ham, but you could still do a drive-by your loved one's home. You still do that. And even if you're taking a gift, well, then you can throw the gift, maybe. Hey, here. But do a drive-by by your, they could do that.
Right.
A drive-by on Christmas by your loved one, your family's house. If you live all in the same city, do a drive-by, yell out from the front steps to the curb, and it's, you know, beats the Zoom because then you see them.
Right.
You know, just behave. Don't run up there and give them a big old hug and slobber.
There are ways within social distancing things that you can still celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's the take home part of it. You know, you can really, there's ways we can still celebrate the holidays safely, try to keep ourselves motivated, keep ourselves from getting depressed.
Whenever we're done here, I'm going to play a special song. But the last night, I was once again, I was on social media and Stephen Colbert's show, a late show with Stephen Colbert, had John Batiste, his musical, and he's saying, "Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas." And he used not the happy lyrics, the lyrics that Judy Garland used in the original, you know. Someday soon we'll all will be together.
Right.
The fates of, until then we'll have to muddle through somehow. Those lyrics are just so true. That song is that song's, you know, 70 years old almost now. Yeah. And if you listen to those lyrics, it's like they're so true. Because next year we hope everything will be better.
Yeah.
It's that's written, all we can do.
It's written somewhere in the Bible, Mr. Going, you know, tell me, this too will pass.
Yes.
You know, so
and I think we see that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
If people will just take, I'm not going to get political, but if people will just take the vaccine.
Get political, we can get political, or we can get religious up in here. All for the right reasons.
Well, and to those people out there that are celebrating Hanukkah, wish you happy Hanukkah.
There you go. There you go.
As well, because I know that's going on right now. And happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish listeners.
There you go.
And, you know, it is the holiday season, and it's got to be different for every religion right now.
Yeah.
That going through just this pandemic, because part of religion is that congregating, you know, being together. And I know that, you know, that's been a political thing too, a little bit of a political football. But besides all that, just, it's got to be hard for congregations to navigate this, because you don't want to be the congregation responsible for everything.
Yeah, so. That's an interesting conversation. I wish I could go somewhere and just put four or five different. Here's the thing, though: you put four or five different preachers, and I'll just say it: four or five different pastors at the same location, and you might get four or five different stories how to deal with that.
Yeah,
because they want to be safe. They still, and then you know they want to get the word out, but they don't want to hurt nobody in the process of getting the word out, and like you say, that'd be an interesting conversation, and that would be pretty cool. That'd be a podcast.
And you don't hear it.
No, you don't have
about very often
either. No, because
how they're navigating it.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go here. Yesterday, 2 days ago, I was having a bad day, and things were going wrong. And then I was saying, God, man, I wish this thing could a little bit better. Jesus. And I was those type of conversations with myself. And I was in the process of praying because it was a rough day. And I got through the day and things got better. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Oh, and then I did a real prayer. So it's like I'm by myself. I'm not in the church. So I'm here praying, thanking God, because the situation I was worried about is past, is gone, and handle whatever, you know, and I'm praying. I'm not at church. So what I'm saying is, I'm saying God's with me no matter where I'm at. So, like I said, that can be an interesting discussion. So maybe we'll have a podcast on that and just blow up the airways and people can understand that God will be with you in your time of need. He came through for me. I felt better. Yeah. I didn't sell nothing that day, but I I felt pretty good, you know, after I prayed and some things changed, and it wasn't me, because I didn't have any way to change anything.
Yeah.
No form. Anyway, speaking of changes, and I know we're out of time.
On our second show.
I really wanted to talk about Christmas and Christmas part, or the Santa part, but one thing I'm going to talk about, how many Santa Clauses out of work?
Yeah, I know.
A lot of shopping malls and stores, they give Santa back. Santa can't even get a job.
I know. Yeah, and I've seen pictures where, you know, the child sitting in a chair and like Santa's like back behind, you know, 6 feet away.
Yeah.
So I mean, again, I think you're seeing some Santa's helpers kind of navigate this as well. But my question is, what's Santa gonna do? Because you know he can't like. He can't eat the milk and cookies people leave out. I mean, is he going to have like hand sanitizer?
He
with
got
him
to the because whole, I heard a report the other day Santa gave somebody the virus. I'm not making that up. One of the news networks talked about a kid got COVID-19 and a guy from sitting on Santa's lap. So I'm not making stuff up. So Santa got to be careful too.
Yeah.
So it's affecting when you talk about gonna, it's affecting everybody.
He's gonna be in everybody's house on Christmas Eve.
So he got to be careful.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not, folks, I'm not
got
making,
all those reindeer.
Go and Google the story. I'm on the National Network News. Did a story. You know, so it happened. So it's to go to show you, COVID-19 ain't no joke.
No.
You know, I've lost loved ones and friends. And then you gotta find some way to get through this holidays with a great spirit. You gotta keep your spirit up in spite of all the pain that's around us. Because if you don't, then you can do harm to yourself, and then you won't be around for your loved ones.
No.
So you gotta stay prayed up. So anyway, I don't know. I got more.
Well, what are the last tips there? We'll let you do that.
Well, that was my last tips, but I kind of was just going to talk about Santa Claus a little bit, you know.
Well, let's do it. That's it. Why not? We'll go until 8. How's that?
Okay. All right. So we dealt with my shopping mall, Santa. We dealt with that, you know. But how other countries deal with Santa Claus is pretty interesting. But then again, at the same time, Santa Claus and religion. That's an interesting thing. Because people, okay, you know, Christmas, they talk about baby Jesus. You talk about it Christmas time, the time when you celebrate the birth of Christ. But then you have Santa Claus who talks about bringing joy to the kids. I think it's a place for both of them. That's just me. Yeah. I think we got room for both. I mean, because one thing about, the birth of Christ and Christ, God ain't going nowhere. And he going to be here. He's here. And Santa Claus, if it can help somebody keep the spirits high, Santa Claus, you're doing pretty good.
Well, and, we're not going to get into the Santa Claus, the legends and things about Santa Claus exists.
Yeah. That's Mr. Claus.
The spirit.
Mr. Claus tell you that too.
One way or another, the spirit of giving. That's what Santa Claus is about, in my opinion. It's the spirit of giving, and that exists everywhere. Yeah. So Santa's real.
Yeah.
For the little ones out there.
I thought he was too. Really real. really. But that's not a freaky part. It's when your kids, you believe what your parents say, and then you see what you see. And then it's what you said. It's the spirit of what the individual is giving that you want to hold on to as you get older.
My parents had an interesting way because I was about 8 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I was and I was at lunch, and there my friend said that Santa wasn't real,
mm-hmm.
and I was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So I went home. And I asked my mom, I said, so-and-so told me that Santa's not real. And mom said, well, she talked about that spirit, the spirit of Christmas, mm-hmm. and the spirit of giving,
mm-hmm.
and the time of the season, and mm-hmm. that if you believe that, Santa's always real.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she knew Santa was real because he had told her what I wanted for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and that they went out and got it,
mm-hmm.
and they were the ones that put it out and stuff under the tree, but
right.
that Santa had that gift. So that's what mom said. She kind of made them out to be Santa's helpers,
mm-hmm.
in that way. And I thought that was really smart. Yeah. Well, my mom was smart.
I heard that.
She knew her son.
And they had you. That was a real good move. When my grandson was younger,
didn't plan it, but they had me.
Right.
That was a whoops.
I got a. I can talk about accidents. Well, anyway, he went to accident. It's a mistake. Come on, Mom. That's mean.
I was a pleasant surprise. That's what you said.
Yeah, a little curtain crawler.
Yeah.
Okay, leave it alone. Why y'all talking about cats? You mean peoples. But when I'm my grandson. And we talked about Santa Claus. I got a Santa Claus suit, and I still do. And I got some crazy Santa Claus videos out there, too. And actually, I played Santa Claus, and he was sitting on my lap, and he kept looking at me. He was young. He kept looking. He never said anything, but he kept looking. He kept looking. He never said, "Does this Popeye or this Popeye?" He never said anything. Then we went to his house on Christmas Eve, and we were putting gifts around the tree, and he came down the steps, and he peeped, but he didn't say anything. And then we left. So we definitely instilled in him that Santa Claus mm-hmm. was real. Now, yeah. he knows now. He's out of high school, and he knows that it was us.
Right.
You know, but the spirit, what we were doing, trying to make him happy and making him, and it really is true. It's better to give than receive. People don't say, like, how can you say that? But when you give somebody something, you see the smile on their face, or you help somebody when they're down and out, and you see the pain disappear from their face. I saw one lady at McDonald's one time. And not a commercial for Mickey D's. Well, she had about three kids with her, and she had a hoopty car that was with 3.5 wheels. I swear, if I had money, I would do maybe a little investigating, see what's going on, but I would have bought her a car.
Yeah.
You know, and would have loved it. My wife would have said, "What you doing?" But yeah, I would have done it.
And so many times, too, you see celebrities that help people, and that's great, that they go out and they spend their hard-earned money helping individuals, mm-hmm. but a lot of times they do it for the wrong reason, because they're going to put it on their social media and they're going to help someone and don't tell anybody.
Oh yeah,
and see what that does for you,
man.
Because if you do something and you don't care about the credit,
right?
You don't. I've done that before,
and
now there I go. I just ruined it. But I'm just telling you. It will. I mean, and just the littlest things too.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just if you see something on social media,
mm-hmm.
and you see somebody's going through it, mm-hmm. just leave them a message.
Yeah.
Just say, "Hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah. Can I help? You want to talk?"
Mm-hmm.
Just those little things. There have been two or three times that I know of
mm-hmm.
that somebody has left a message on social media and, you know, I thought it just sounded strange or didn't sound like them. And you just reach out and you find out you might be able to help somebody. And don't worry about the credit.
Don't worry about the credit.
Because the credit will come.
It'll come.
Somewhere.
It does.
If you believe.
That is so true.
If you believe in God, if you believe in karma, if you believe in whatever you believe in, it'll get paid back to you somehow.
Yeah.
Because the world has a way of equaling everything out.
Yeah.
Now,
speaking of Santa, I used to believe, and this is not a good thing, I used to believe
it's a wonderful life.
I like that movie, too. But I used to believe that if you were bad, you would get coal in your stockings. I used to believe that. I did believe there was a naughty and nice list, and I was always bad. So, but then I would get stuff. But I could swear I was gonna get some coal in my stockings, because back in the day, you know, our house was heated with coal. We had the coal chute down the basement. We had the coal. We had to shovel the coal, and so I figured that's gonna be a lump of coal or a lump of coals gonna be in my stocking, and I never did get them. But I thought I was going to get them. I really believe that, you know. It's amazing what you believe when you're a young person. But then as you grow up and then you take those values and then run with it, you'll have an awesome. I think it's cool to believe in that as a kid also, because it's just cool to believe in things like that. It just makes your imagination grow.
Yeah.
And then as you grow, you kind of like really wish sometimes you were a kid again.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, I wish I was a kid again. You know, I won't be a teenager again. I didn't say teenager. I said a kid.
I know we're about done here because we're at an hour. I don't think we've ever gone an hour just mm-mm. on a smorgasbord, but that's what happens on these. The thing that connects me to the past is my ornaments on my Christmas tree.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Because I have my tree. It was pre-lit at one point, and the pre-lit lights are out now, so I just string lights on it and stuff. It's not a Charlie Brown tree, but it's, but when I put those ornaments on there, that thing means so much to me, because mm-hmm. I got ornaments from my Grandma Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I got ornaments from my parents up there, ornaments my mother made. are up there, and those connect me to them still because I know my mom made that.
Yeah,
she crocheted that ornament with her hands.
Yeah,
and you know, so that little wreath I've got up there that's on my tree, I've got an ornament that my grandma's had or that she had that was made during World War II, and so they hung it on their tree, and then it passed to her, and then when I go, I'll pass it on to somebody else. But that's a way that it keeps those memories alive for me, because I see that, and it's, if you looked at it, you'd think, man, that's an old ratty ornament, but to me, it means so much.
Yep.
And my little Santa Claus that my grandma had, that means something, because that was grandma's.
Yeah,
you know, so those always connect me. And my grandma died in December, too.
Wow.
Grandma Easter. So my other grandma's birthday's in December. So there are lots of connections this time of year for me to my family. And I've always been someone who, I miss them, but I still think of them, and they make me smile.
Doesn't make me cry. The memories.
Yeah. So I think of all the crazy things we did on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You know, we used to give gag gifts, and those were so much fun.
Yeah, yep.
Kind of the gag gifts, and there was always just so much togetherness, and now so many of them are gone.
Yep.
But I know they're not gone.
They're right there in your heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right there in your heart.
Absolutely.
And that's the key. What people have to do is reach back for the past, and then those things will bring you forward.
Even though my mom died on Christmas, I always thought of it that all she wanted after my dad died was to be with him, and they were together
in heaven.
She got there on Christmas. Woo-woo. Yeah, so that was
happy for them.
Couldn't be sad.
Yeah, that's
couldn't
good news.
Sad.
That's good news.
Yeah,
that's good news. Now, I know we're done, but I'll take a phrase from my favorite movie of all time. I watch it every year, The Wizard of Oz. I've got to watch that every time in November and December. No place like home. So let's do that. Okay, no place like BD.
Yeah.
That's it for, until
2021? Dude, 2021.
Dang, can you say that?
Doesn't even sound right.
2021?
Doesn't even sound right. I remember being a kid and thinking back, man, I'll be 25 in 2000. Man, I'll be such and such in this time, and now you're there.
2021. Maybe the kids will be back by then. Maybe we have the kids in the studio doing something, and I don't know, but that's too soon. Maybe, I don't know.
Hopefully by the spring. We'll see what happens.
That'd be cool. Awesome.
We'll be hopeful.
Yep, our kids back.
That's hopeful.
But so, to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And so remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Okay, be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. And we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Hey.
A Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Give me some more. What else we got?
Kwanzaa.
That part ain't written down, so we just gonna memory now. You know, we old people too. You old
man. And hey, if you're someone who doesn't celebrate,
hey,
we wish you health and happiness.
Health and happiness, you know, eat the cookies and milk, you know, Anna eat the cake, you know. See you next. No, we won't. Well, I'll see you next year.
Yeah, we'll see you next year.
See you next year.
January 8th is our next school talk. Yeah. I think Ben Davis Choirs is our guest.
Choirs?
On the 8th.
They good.
Yeah?
They good, too.
Because they've been navigating this pandemic, so.
Yeah, they've been doing it right. They're doing it the right way. So appreciate everything from the school board. Appreciate everything from Dr. Butts. Everything from Principal Squire.
And thank you to Phyllis Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
52 years, Woo! 52 and a half
Big
years.
Lady. Yeah.
Push the button for her.
Hey, she back.
And Trish Logan.
Thank you to them. Millions again. Yeah, gotta check them out next year and just bug them.
Yeah.
Have them call in. Why are you doing that now? I can relax. I miss my kids. Views expressed on schools out next to Views of the Wayne Township, Benders High School, Giant 90.9 OWDG. That views of me and my guest with Mr. Easter. Until next year, we'll see you next year on School Talk. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Until then.